TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Your penis sweats way more than your hands do. Now, yes,
touching things.
Yes, yes, this is true. But your hands are also, they're dry. Like, they're not a breeding ground for bacteria the same way that your penis is. Noah, being done with you takes my dick size closer to average in my friend group.
You're welcome.
Although I feel like I gotta have no friends to actually hit average. My wife asked me what kind of dessert I wanted for my birthday. She's like, what kind of cake? I was like,
you
I was
said,
like,
pie. Poontang pie.
Yeah. But that is.
You said you want some coochie cake.
What?
And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
I'm Noah Burnett. Wait, who are you?
Hold on.
Who are we?
Well, hold the fuck on. Welcome to TanCast.
Yes.
From New Zealand.
Welcome to TanCast.
So,
coast to coast, who loves you
Andy,
the most?
Andy, did you see? No, Noah saw it because we got tagged on Facebook. Apparently, there's another show called TanCast from New Zealand.
Really? Are we getting accidental listens? Is that why we're popular in New Zealand? Have people been accidentally listening to us and thinking they got the other podcast?
Noah made that up! We're not popular in New Zealand!
Yeah, we are! Andy, we are so popular, they created a TanCast as an homage to how much they love us.
Oh. Tim, I didn't expect you to actually go for that. I expect you to play
so
along, not to like try to correct me.
You said it so sincerely, like, oh, is that why we're popular in New Zealand? By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast, U.S.
I'm Noah, the most popular host in New Zealand of TanCast.
Yep.
It should be noted that other one gave up in 2019. Started in 2018 and is now done.
Yep. They're like, I don't know. We can't
like,
say
I don't
we
know
get
if we can
listeners.
Do 10 years. 10 years, right? Is that how long it's been?
Us?
Yeah.
No,
no
longer.
12.
12.
12
yeah.
years? Shit.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that other podcast is like, shit, we can't seem to be the number one TanCast podcast in New Zealand. Someone else has already cornered the market.
I mean, it's crazy like how many podcasts, I mean, not crazy, but just interesting how many podcasts have kind of come and gone.
Yep.
Since like we've started.
We are the cockroaches of podcasting.
Persisted.
And like, and the fact that like, I don't know, I guess, you know, I was, you know, ahead of the curve, but just the fact that like Serial is the one that kind of blew it open. But I'm like, no, these things have been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they were even around, you know, much longer before I even started listening to them.
Is Serial still going?
No, they had like three seasons. I think that was it.
So basically, they don't have that TanCast longevity. Mm-hmm. What?
Probably one episode, baby, has way more listeners than our whole entire run.
I don't know what you're talking about. We all are right. The Serial of podcasts. Oh, wait. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
So me and my roommate were having a discussion, and I was wondering, I've been thinking about this for a while. And I think, not to say, I think you should wash hands, always wash hands after you go to the bathroom. But I always wondered, I'm like, let's say I shower, right?
I feel like there's a butt coming on.
No, I always wash my hands. But like, if you shower, let's say you shower, put on clothes, go out for your day. Then you go pee, you touch your penis. I'm like, what are you washing off? Like, what is on your penis that you have to like wash off? Like, it may
sweat, bacteria.
But like that is not already on your hand is way dirtier than your penis is. So that's why you should wash your hands. it doesn't seem like anything's coming from your penis. That's
Your penis sweats way more than your hands do. Now, yes, your hands are touching things. Yes, yes, this is true. But your hands are also they're dry, like they're not a breeding ground for bacteria, the same way that your penis is. This is why if you go a week without showering, like, you know, your hands might get grimy or whatever, but your balls are going to have that ball funk, and your hands are not going to have that ball funk.
Well, sure. There's also crevices where it just gets stuck.
Yes. Yes. This is true.
Those are called women, that, you insensitive asshole.
But I'm just saying, I'm not talking about going a week without showering your balls. I'm talking about
hashtag patriarchy. So Noah.
Yes.
In related news, I went a week without showering my balls, apparently.
I've been wearing deodorant.
I have. Because my wife and my son got to like to spend time around me. We have definitely discovered that that puberty has started on Drew. He's got some little pity hairs coming in. And he stinks like a man now if he doesn't shower for like 2 or 3 days.
Get that man stink.
Yeah, so he's got deodorant, like kid deodorant, but like not antiperspirant because that's got like the alumina and stuff like that my wife is like, no, he's still young and growing. We shouldn't be poisoning his body. And I was like, smell this child. She's like, all right, I'll get stronger stuff.
He's poisoning us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if we stunt his growth by an inch and don't have to smell this for the next 10 years, I'll take that inch.
Know, obviously, I don't have kids.
To gain that mile.
That's what she said.
Obviously,
Tim, I'm talking to all my exes.
I don't have kids, but the kids I volunteer with, who I haven't been volunteering with lately, they definitely like are at the point where they're reaching puberty, and some of them hanging out. I'm like, oh yeah, just start bathing more and wearing deodorant and like doing some things, man. The shake. Mm-hmm.
You got the funk.
Yeah.
Gotta wash that funk.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't need your funk.
Now,
don't want to smell your funk.
I criticize my son, but as I texted you guys both yesterday, I woke up, went for my morning pee, and could immediately smell my balls. Like, as soon as the underwear was down, like, I just ball wafting right up to my nose.
Ball. Well, goodbye, ladies.
Yeah.
I don't know how you made it this far in the episode, but we'll catch you next week, maybe?
Yep.
No? Never again?
No. All never? Right. Okay, yes. So, that was when I realized that I had early calls all week, and that was when I realized I was just getting up and getting on calls every day and not showering. And after a week of doing that, apparently I hit a critical tipping point.
Early calls and sweaty balls.
Yep.
This week on Tancast.
Early calls, sweaty balls. Oh, yeah. So I immediately hopped my rank ass into the shower and took care of that issue. And felt bad, like, the entire time. Like, I was washing, and, like, I could still kind of smell funk as I was cleaning. And I'm like, this is a powerful funk I got going on. Like George Clinton should bottle this up. No? Parliament Funkadelic?
I get
all right,
you.
There we are.
I get what you say.
I don't love it.
yeah, you know, it's not the best,
I didn't love it either. It was awful, and I still feel, like, kind of ashamed that... That just happened. Like, am I really losing control of my life and my hygiene to that level? Am I really paying that little attention to myself?
I mean, who are you trying to impress?
Yeah, I guess my stinky wife and my stinky son.
y'all stink together. I mean, I think the fact that you can't smell yourself is like you can smell yourself, but I feel like to a certain point before you really go, oh yeah.
Oh, there wasn't any like, oh yeah, that was like, oh God.
Right, but it went a week to get set.
Yeah, that's true. Oh man.
Where it probably started to smell much sooner than that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So I'm just walking around the house and my son, who's much shorter than me, probably was much more aware of it and too polite to say anything. Like, I don't want to get yelled at. But Daddy, your balls stink.
Put some respect on your balls.
I'll be like, that's where you came from. You came from these stinky balls.
You got stinky balls. I got stinky balls.
You are the product of my ball stink.
Tim.
Noah.
You singing that song earlier made me think of, do you remember Miranda after the movie with us? Who had a gap between your teeth? And we used to sing,
oh, yeah?
You Dropped the Bomb on Me to her. By the Gap Band.
That's so mean.
I know. I saw her on the train like a couple years ago. I don't know why I read it.
Wow,
you sing that song made me think of that.
To get to, hey, I saw a random person. Remember the person we used to insult in the specific way we used to insult her? Anyway, I saw her once. Well, good for you. Did you sing the song again, or have you learned your lesson?
No, that was a certain time, a certain place that, I mean, she seemed okay with it. However, she may have been okay with it just because she's like, all right, like, I don't want to, like, make a big deal of it. So, if you're listening, Miranda, which I'm sure you are, because you live in New Zealand now, I'm sorry.
Sorry you're such a huge piece of shit.
Sorry, you know, I made fun of the gap between your teeth. I'm sure on some level I liked her. I mean, it's so funny, like, how when you're younger, like, I mean, not even younger. I feel like it's always hard to express feelings of, like, love and emotion. Yeah. Feels vulnerable.
Yeah, and awkward. And, like, vulnerable and awkward are, like, two things you don't want to be. So, yeah, I guess it makes sense that you sort of, like, you know, react in a way to try to push the thing that makes you feel awkward away.
Feelings, no.
Yeah.
Get out of your feelings.
You make me feel awkward and vulnerable. Fuck you. This is somehow your problem.
So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
I gotta try to remember if I told you about shows I've watched or not. Did I talk about...
Well, you've already hit Tiger King.
Did I talk about When They See Us?
Think so?
Sounds familiar, but maybe I've just heard of the show.
Oh, yeah, it's like a limited series. Fuck, it is hard to watch. So, When They See Us is about the five, like Kyle and like the time in prison.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hey there, Editor Tim here. Not sure what happened, but we lost a chunk of Noah's audio right there. So, I don't remember what he was saying, but, something about something? Yeah, great. Let's just, carry on with the show. Good boy.
Although, I will say, I always take these types of things with a grain of salt. Of, like, what actually happened. Not that it makes the story less or less powerful, but, you know, I think definitely... They always kind of play to, you know, amp up the drama.
They have an opinion, and they are trying to get you to agree with their opinion.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it just as a series, it's really good, well acted. It's really well directed. It's really well filmed. It's fucked up. Like, I mean, even if, you know, a fraction of the stuff happened, it's so fucked up to think, like, this one thing has like such huge ripple effects throughout your life of like when you're in prison, when you get out with your family, all these things. And it's just like, oh, it's like, you know, and it changes you on some level. It was like, it's much so different than Tiger King. I highly recommend it, but it's like, it's, you know, you gotta be prepared. It's gonna be sad. You might cry. Like this is fucked up.
I'm out.
Like, Tim's like, I don't want to deal with emotions.
Yeah.
We just discussed this.
There's enough shit going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I could totally see someone being like, nope, that is, shit's already real right now. I don't need more shit real shit. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I started watching Tales from the Loop, which is kind of like Black Mirror Light. Like, it's all set in the same world, the same
like a gray mirror?
Yeah, gray mirror. It's all, like, it's not like, it's like separate stories. It's all the same characters, and it's continuing the story. But it's like, so far, I've watched three episodes, and they all kind of focus on different sci-fi elements of this town and kind of like the implications of what happens. Yeah, it's been like three episodes in, and it's, yeah, it's been good. It's a Amazon Prime movie. I actually paid money. Like all my my roommate has it, but all the systems where like he signed out of, and I'm like, I don't want to ask with him to sign in. I'll just pay like $13 for a month and, you know, binge it and go on with my life. Yeah, that's it. I had a Zoom call with some friends. We're playing music for each other. That was nice. We're going to do an Easter Zoom thing with my family later today.
Are you?
Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, I should do shit like that. We do have a work chat at work that we use for like just for blowing off steam and being silly and memeing and whatever. So I feel like that's been kind of it's gotten called out in meetings as being like a part of people's self-care, like just going in there and being weird or appreciating other people being weird just to keep the mood a bit light. And then I discovered that there were several people who weren't on this chat, just because like it's one of those chats where like you don't just go add a bunch of people to it because like it's not everyone's cup of tea. Just being as weird as it is and often as weirdly memey or in-jokey or whatever. And then I found out that there were a bunch of people who thought that it was invite only and that they'd just never been invited.
Oh, you're hurting people's feelings. Make it a click, Andy. You're a jerk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't create the chat and I don't own the chat, although I am very active on the chat, and I felt bad.
No, I mean, you're just like, a jerk just because.
Well, yes, I'm a jerk in several other ways.
I also never hear Andy and very active in the same sentence, so I'm going to call bullshit.
Yep. Yeah. And Tim's
correct. No, you're not going to get behind me on that one? Just leave me out to dry?
Yeah, it's too mean.
Tim's correct.
Too mean. Leave Andy alone. It's COVID-19.
You started making fun of Andy.
Oh, I've definitely gained the COVID-19.
I got to tell you something later.
I'm lost some weight.
All right.
Yes. You mentioned that last time as well. Look, keep losing it.
I got to get on that. I think Tim and I both mentioned having found it.
Yep.
Hey, guys. Yeah, did I tell you I lost weight?
Yeah.
Yes, everybody. Yes, a piece of shit. Look at Noah. He lost weight and he doesn't DoorDash. He's the best guy ever.
Hey, guys.
Noah only breathes organic, farm fresh air.
But I watched Tiger King and I lost some weight.
So anyways, yeah, I didn't feel great about that. I was like, oh shit. I got to spread the word about this. This is not invite only. Let everyone know. All are welcome.
Except for you, Steve. Fuck you.
I was going to say the same thing, but Carl.
Cause I think some of it is like so I tend to have a fairly big personality. And some of that's just coping mechanism.
No.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Not this guy.
Some of it's coping mechanism for my deep-seated insecurities and my fear of rejection. So it's like, well, it's, just put a confident face on it. And, if you do get rejected, try not to let people see that weakness. And then, nobody will try to use that against you.
Yeah, Andy, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
That's fine. Fuck you. I don't need you in my life. You piece of shit.
It's just not working out.
Noah.
It's not you. It's me.
Noah.
Nearly 20 years was a good run, but that was a good trial period.
Noah, being done with you takes my dick size closer to average in my friend group.
You're welcome.
Although I feel like I got to have no friends to actually hit average.
You are a very lovely size, Andy.
Yes.
No, if you have no friends, then your dick size becomes
the biggest
smallest.
And the smallest.
Yes, yes, and also the averagest.
It becomes all the dicks. You're like Schrodinger's
math.
Dick.
Yes.
Your dick is in all states.
I become the dick.
Wait, his dick is in all state? Does that mean it's in good hands?
Yes. We are
safe
penis.
Whacker, save 15%.
Yeah. So I think that may be part of it. And also part of it's just like, I'm aware of the fact that as a nerdy dude in a nerdy environment, like I'm in my element. So other people like not feeling as welcome there feels like I'm definitely aware that I wouldn't want to be treated that way. And so I feel bad if others feel excluded from it. And I also feel like if shit's going over other people's heads, then like maybe the conversation needs to, you know, broaden or change, or, you know, space needs to be made for them to come have fun in this environment too.
That's very inclusive of you, Andy. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
It's us and them, Andy. Us and them.
Yeah, this is true. Nerds versus normals. Is that what you're saying? So yeah, that's a big part of my week. Inclusion and ball funk.
Ball funk is real.
And Lock and Key on Netflix.
Should I watch it, Andy?
It's got an interesting premise. There's a lot of moments in there where, and I try to be more accepting of, hey, you know, like not everybody would react like you, and you don't always react in a crisis the way that you think that you should act. But yeah, it's kind of like Lost in Space. You see a lot of people carrying the idiot ball to move the plot forward.
Okay.
Like, no, if you just didn't keep secrets from them, and there's no fucking reason for you to keep secrets from them, you just decided you were this time, and it bit you in the ass immediately. And then after secrets bite you in the ass, you continue to keep secrets.
Did you watch Umbrella Academy?
I did.
How do you think it, like, I know it's not the same story, but like, as far as like.
It's got a similar feel of like, you know, it's like.
Is that as good though?
Version of the real world.
I love Umbrella Academy.
I was saying like, you're not wrong to compare the two.
Sorry,
Umbrella Academy was better. Oh, I lost you.
Uh-oh.
Oh shit.
Is Tim there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just watching you two flame out. It's great.
Cool.
Wait, so can you guys not hear each other anymore?
I can hear Noah.
I can't hear Andy.
Oh, well, shit.
Can you hear Andy?
Yeah. And Noah's gone.
Why
like,
does this keep happening?
Noah's gone gray on my thing. Oh,
that's
nope.
Weird.
Wait, Noah's back.
Andy's back.
He's back to full color.
We did it.
Yep. No, I've been able to hear you the whole time. That's weird. Very weird.
Okay.
All right. Good good games, Zencaster. Yes,
$20 a month, guys. You can have all of this.
Lovely. You know what? Still better than Skype. Not going to shit too hard on this. Noah, Umbrella Academy better than Lock and Key so far, although we still have the last two episodes of Lock and Key to go.
I mean, I feel like that's not a ring endorsement. Like, I feel like if all of a sudden the last few episodes gets amazing, I'm like, I mean, well, at least for me, Umbrella Academy was like, I liked it from top to bottom, like,
yeah,
just the way it was acted, like the characters were interesting, the story was interesting, like,
yeah.
Although I also have a lot of time, so you know.
Yes, this is true. I'm open though to this being like, you know, a slow burn or characters making like a lot of stupid decisions, and then like the last two episodes being like oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, and I would be willing to elevate the assessment of the whole thing based on that.
Okay, that's fair,
but. I don't like drama just because the characters are idiots, and I don't like drama just because two people who are on the same side decide for reasons, for no good reason. And not, I get there's the whole thing of like, oh, well, you know, sometimes stuff in families goes unsaid or whatever, but this is like, this isn't like, oh, I feel bad because you got me the wrong kind of cake for my birthday. Like, you should know I don't like chocolate cake or whatever. And you know, I feel like you haven't been paying attention to me, or like, oh, our parents are paying more attention to the youngest kid than to me. And that makes me feel ways. This is like, hey, there's a monster outside and it wants to get in. I'm just going to go ahead and open the airlock door. That okay with everybody? Yeah, cool. All right. I'm going to go do that. Like, it's that kind of level of stupidity sometimes in both the shows, where it's just like, and especially like, it seems they both have three kids, and there's the youngest is a boy about the same age in both shows. And Drew picked up very quickly. He's like, this kid's a lot like Will Robinson. I'm like, yeah. He's like, he's keeping secrets of stuff that he should go tell somebody about. I'm like, yeah. He's like, this kid's kind of stupid. I'm like, yeah. Oh, good on you, Drew. Well done. Lost in Space has got a couple of moments where it's like, oh shit, something just happened. It's like, oh no, like something jumped out at you. It's got a couple of you know, kind of like, you know, sudden scenes or startly scenes or like, oh no, are they dead? Kind of things. Lock and Key is like another couple of notches beyond that. So it's like, oh shit. I think that child is dead now. Like, the death happened off scene, but that child is dead.
That child is so dead.
Somebody got shot on screen and you can see all the blood. Oh, somebody got stabbed on scene and now you can see all the blood. Oh shit, that monster just jumped out right at the window when you weren't expecting it. So yeah, there's been a couple of times where like I keep Drew next to me while we're watching it. And there's been a couple of times where he's like jumped towards me and like clung on. I'm like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm okay. That was just really scary. Did I scream like a little girl? I'm like, no, you screamed like a little boy.
A manly little boy.
Yeah. I was like, it startled me too, but it's okay to be startled. You want to go back and watch it again now that you know it's going to happen? He's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, all right, let's go back. And we watched again. He's like, oh yeah, that's not as bad now. So yeah, Tim, you definitely don't want to be watching Lock and Key with either of your children.
Done.
Yeah.
Seems like I wasn't going to watch it to begin with.
We watched Ragnarok last night, and Michael said that the devil monster that causes Ragnarok was kind of scary. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, he is. He's big, and he's got that Clancy Brown voice. I'm like,
yeah, he's scary to them, not to us. And he's made of CGI. Just relax yourself.
This is true. You're like, that dude's made of pixels.
In my day, they were real puppets, and they looked more real. Like, oh, that's a thing. It exists. They photographed it. This is all computer wizardry.
Yeah. He's made of pixels. Let me show you what a pixel is. Get your face really close to that screen. Now watch Daddy beat all the pixels. Pow, pow, pow.
You want to see some scary?
Look at that screen.
Look at this rash on my dick, Michael.
What? No.
Huh?
Oh.
Why'd you go there?
What? Why would you talk about that, I mean, Tim?
Tim, he's the right size. I mean, he's already right down there. He may as well.
He's got a good angle.
Yeah. He can get a better look than you can.
I'm going to say no.
Oh.
Does this, would you describe this as weeping or oozing?
No.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh my gosh.
So,
I just grossed myself
Andy was
out
talking
a little.
About,
sorry.
Andy was talking earlier about fat and he called it the COVID-19, like the freshman 15.
Yep.
I posted a joke that I was super proud of, but I don't feel got enough reaction. Because Danelle was talking about, like, she'd weighed herself that morning. She's like, ugh, things are, I got to slow down on this or that or whatever because, you know, I'm not, whatever. And I said, oh, really? I haven't weighed myself, so I have no idea if I've gained any weight. Perhaps not. It's like Schrodinger's fat.
Yes.
I'm super proud of that.
Oh, Tim, I love it.
And of course, I didn't know how to spell Schrodinger.
Yeah.
It has a O with an umlaut on it. Like I got no shot at that on my own.
Yep.
I had to Google it.
I got no shot at that without help.
So that led me to a rabbit hole of like listening to a video of people of someone explaining it. And I think this is a better explanation than I have heard before. Is that it's like every time a decision is made, a new timeline starts, or like an alternate dimension type of timeline type thing. So like basically when he's in the box, we don't know which dimension we are going to be in when we open the box. That's how the cat is both alive and dead at the same time.
Yeah. So my understanding, and I did take a bunch of science classes, but none of them were theoretical physics. But my understanding is that's potentially right. That is the many worlds interpretation of that thought experiment. But then there's also the idea that it's not that they're both true. in one reality or another reality, and we don't know which reality we're in. It's that they're both simultaneously true in our reality as like a probability. So it'd be like you roll a die and there is a face up, but it's sort of like it is all of the faces are up until you look at it, and then that probability just collapses and it's one. And that's one that's true for this reality. And maybe there's no other realities. Maybe that's like that idea of like, you know, the quantum multiverse doesn't actually exist. And maybe it's just that the die, until it interacts with the rest of the universe, so until something happens to measure it, that die has each face up in equal likelihood. And that it's actually the act of measuring it that causes it to be one way or to be another way. Although,
nope, see, now it's nonsense again.
Yeah, okay.
The other thing the video said is it doesn't, like, this is referring to, like, not particles. What do you call the size of matter they're actually referring to?
Atoms? I mean, this is like subatomic particles, yes, that they're talking about.
And it doesn't scale up, is what they said.
Yeah. Well, and
so that I was right. The cat is fucking dead.
Yes, yeah. It doesn't scale up because, like, the act of interacting with other matter is apparently like akin to measuring it. So there's no way to there would be no way to seal off that cesium atom and the poison and the cat from the rest of the universe in a way that it wouldn't just be like the cesium atom did or did not decay. Definitely one of those two things definitely happened.
So the cat is dead.
Yeah, there's not really a way to scale it up, is also my understanding.
In your face.
Yeah.
In your face, Andy.
Thought experiments go like that, because it's also like, you know, what happens if you launch a cow, but the cow is perfectly spherical, evenly dense, has a uniform coefficient of drag across the entire surface area of the cow, and friction is ignored in all parts.
Why a cow?
Why you gotta talk about me like that? I said I hadn't weighed myself. I don't know how fat I am. I'm not a cow yet. Maybe. No, I don't know.
Spherical cows are a long-standing physics joke.
Oh, okay.
You could actually Google that.
Andy.
Yes.
Have you watched Devs?
I'm like, Andy's going to think you cut out again.
Yeah, I did. Just a moment. Have I watched Devs? No.
It's a Hulu show. They talk about, I'm not sure if it's cat specifically, but they multi-like all realities happening.
Yeah.
Like everything's like
all possibilities.
Yes.
But like just down to like the quantum level of like, you know, did this electron jump from this orbital on this atom to another one or not? Like every probability of everything that could happen does happen. Yeah. That's something that really boils my mind away is in the concept of the multiverse, it's not like, oh, you know, Tim made choice A versus choice B, and now we're on this timeline. It's like that particle is there or right next to it. And that's a whole other existence for every particle in reality.
Watch Devs.
We'll do.
Have you watched Freaks yet?
No.
Watch it.
Okay.
I wonder what you think.
I really want to watch it, but like Drew has been, well, especially he's had spring break this week.
Kill him.
I know.
Burn him in the fire. He's probably got COVID-19. Just burn him.
It seems extreme just to watch a show.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Tim.
Shut the fuck down.
Yeah. You know what the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, I got a kid and Noah doesn't, and Noah's losing weight. And you got kids, and you're gaining weight just like me. So I think kids cause weight gain, and if I kill him, then I can lose weight. Like at least 86 pounds right away. Listeners may ask themselves, is that how much Andy's son weighs? Yes. Yes, it is.
You know it very specifically. Do you know how much your kids weigh, Tim?
Yeah. Nope.
I'm like, yeah, nope.
I have a general idea how much James weighs. I have no idea how much Michael weighs. Wait, he just weighed himself. I do know. Hooray for me.
Yay. Similar situations, why I knew it was 86. Drew just weighed himself. And he also decided to, like, we were sitting next to each other on the couch, and I was kind of, like, sitting sideways. And he scooched himself out, so he was cantilevered out over the edge of the couch on my knee. And it was, like, it was wrenching my knee out of joint. I was like, you got to move. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. And I was like, God, buddy, like, my knee is not meant to have that much weight trying to, like, twist it sideways. Like, that's just not... That's not how knees work. And so that conversation led us to exactly how much weight that was trying to twist my knee.
Yeah, that's sick.
There's something else. Yeah. And they get heavier over time.
Yeah, you're like, fucking in your 30. I can't fucking carry you anymore.
Yeah. Feeding them and shit. There was a while where before I would say goodbye to the cousins, I would pick them all up, all four of them. Give them all a hug, pick them all up, and it was like 200 and some odd pounds of kid meat. And it turns out that one growing boy grows very rapidly, and four growing boys grow four growing boys worth of rapid. So that lasted for a couple of years, and then it was like, okay, collectively y'all weigh about 300 and some odd pounds now, and I can't do that anymore. You also have all gotten, in addition to getting taller, you've all gotten broader, and now it's hard for me to get my arms around all four of you at once to even attempt this. And I can't pull you towards me and tip you back and then try to lift you, you know, like do the leg lift, without squishing you against me. Like, I will collapse you.
Andy,
yes,
is calling his brother's kids fat.
No.
It is written.
It has been written. And so will ever be.
I'm just saying, they're surprising notice, but the kids don't stay the same size forever.
What?
Yeah, I know.
It'd be adorable if they did.
It would be cool.
You would never hate them.
Little pocket children.
Incorrect.
This is true.
Size doesn't matter in this case.
I've not watched Frozen 2.
No.
Surprising.
In case you're wondering. I mean,
to no
it took
one.
Me, it took me, when did the first Frozen come out?
I don't know.
I would say I probably watched
Siri,
it.
When did Frozen come out?
Which one? Here are some options.
2013.
The fucking one called Frozen, dickhead. I would have said, when did Frozen 2
come
Frozen?
Out, Siri? Or Frozen 2? Or Frozen 17?
I would say I watched it probably this year. Or within the last year, I watched the first Frozen.
All right, so 2026, we'll ask you what you think about Frozen 2. That's when Noah will go into the unknown.
It came out 6 years
into
ago.
The unknown.
I mean, it was fine. It wasn't like amazing. Oh, I
cannot remember the name of the band that sings the closing credits version of Into the Unknown. Like, I always say it wrong. Because it's one of those bands that has a couple name, like a couple words in their name. I'm like, Bowling for Soup? No.
Bowling for Combine.
Toad the Wet Sprocket? No. And then I finally have to look it up. Panic at the Disco.
Oh.
Tim, you got to say it right. There's an exclamation mark after the first word.
Panic at the Disco.
Yes, thank you.
Panic. Danger.
Maybe that'll help me remember, but I'm always like, wait, the one, and I always go to say to my wife, I'm like, no, I want to play the one by fucking Bowling for Soup. And she's like, what? I'm like, I don't remember their stupid name. The band the kids are listening to.
You know, the kids, they love bands.
With their rock and roll music and their Dan Fogelberg.
And I love that Bowling for Soup is your go-to.
With Fountains of Wayne, who is it? I don't know. Five for Fighting, who sings it? I just leave me be.
I was like, would kids today even know who Bowling for Soup is? And then I realized they do the theme song for Phineas and Ferb.
Well,
who watches Phineas and Ferb here? Raise your hand. No one.
Hand all
not
the way up.
Not so fast, Noah.
Yeah.
Do you watch it, Tim?
No, I was saying don't raise your hand.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I watch it. Phineas and Ferb is hilarious.
My friend Max loves that joke. That kind of like Hey, who here has never had herpes? Not so fast, Tim. Or no. Who here has ever had herpes? Please step forward. Not so fast, Tim. I don't know why. He's like, I love that joke. I'm like, I don't know. It's funny.
Well, do what makes you happy, I guess.
Yep.
Oh, so last night I was editing our last episode because, you know, I get right on these things.
Yeah, because yep. you are so short on time.
Yep.
I've been doing another project for the Christmas pod that I was like, why did I commit myself to this all year? It's going to take forever.
Because past Tim is a jerk.
Yep. And future Tim is fucked. Anywho, I was trying to edit it while my wife was watching On the Basis of Sex, the movie with Felicity Jones. Is that her last name? Rogue One lady?
Maybe.
Anyway, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite good. So much so that it took even longer to edit the episode because I kept stopping and listening to the movie.
All right. Good to know.
Also, Armie Hammer is in it. He can get it. He can get it.
He's... I know that there's a whole thing about how many times, like, it seems like Hollywood has tried to make Armie Hammer happen. And, like, columns of ink have been spilled writing about this, about all the different attempts, and then, like, I guess he finally found, like, where he fit. But
in that pussy.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's like, yes, he's like if a leading man was manufactured by science.
Well, and also I was like, I keep getting him and Michael Fassbender mixed up, because they look very similar to me, and my wife is like, you're crazy.
You are. Yeah.
No? You don't see it?
Yeah.
I was like, why doesn't he talk with that accent? Oh, right. He's not Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, no, I don't see it. And also, so the best way to tell is Armie Hammer can turn in place without knocking everything off the desk in front of him. Michael Fassbender cannot.
So I wasn't sure if Armie Hammer is also famous for having a big schwanz. The other guy, whose name I've already forgotten.
Maybe. I certainly haven't heard about Hammer's Army. Army's Hammer? I purposely
Fassbender.
Went the
Michael
wrong way
Fassbender.
With it.
Well,
Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender showed off in a movie.
I thought there was some rumor about Army's Hammer as well.
Maybe.
Well, clearly you two are not the go-to that I'd hoped you'd be.
No, I haven't heard. Not like John's ham.
Armie Hammer's balls and Call Me By Your Name.
Huh.
That's okay. That's what comes up first when you search for Armie Hammer Big Cock.
Why did you choose that particular word?
I don't know. Big penis?
What
big
kind of reporting did you think was going to be done with the word?
Armie Hammer,
People Magazine
the dick
says
on film.
Armie Hammer has a big cock.
Armie Hammer nude pics and not safe for what? Leaked meat? There's a website called Leaked Meat.
Of course there is. Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Get it. No? You don't want to get it? All right, then. Don't get it. I don't care.
It's like one of those web pages that load slow, and you're like, I just want to get to the pictures. What's taking so long?
Yep. Show me that meat.
Show me that Armie Hammer meat.
Oh, speaking of show me that meat.
My hammer kind of don't
I can't wait
none.
For where this is going.
I was sitting in a t-shirt and boxers and opening birthday presents on my birthday. And opened one from my in-laws. And my wife's like, oh, let me take a picture of you opening this. And I'll send it to my parents. I was like, I'm in my underwear. And she's like, it's fine. I'll edit it before... I send it to them. I was like, yeah, you're damn right you're going to edit it. And with one hand, I'm opening the present sitting in front of me. And with the other hand, I reached down and very sneakily opened up my boxers so that everything was on display from her position.
Charming.
She looked at the picture. She was like, your stuff's out. I was like, yeah, you're definitely going to edit that picture now, aren't you?
It's a way
to
go.
Did you think she was it?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, she could be lying to me.
Yep.
Can't trust her. She's got shifty eyes.
It was more of like a just just to surprise her. If I, truth being told, I really didn't suspect she was not going to edit it. It was more of like I knew that to edit it, she was going to need to zoom in and figure out like where the boxers ended and where the t-shirt began. So I included a little sneaky peek in there for her.
Just that's for you to enjoy, baby. You just
that's just
that.
For you, baby.
That's all for you. She's like, why can I smell this photo?
It's smell-o-vision.
Because it's delicious.
Mouth watering. Baby, let me know, would you describe this as weeping or oozing?
Yikes. Fucking yikes.
Andy loves that joke.
Andy does. Speaking of my birthday, my wife asked me what kind of dessert I wanted for my birthday. She's like, what kind of cake?
And
I
was you
like,
said, I would like pie. Poontang pie.
Yeah. About that earth.
You said, you said you want some coochie cake.
Yeah.
Coochie cake. What?
I would like a...
Cut cake? Like, is that better?
How about punana cream pie?
We're awful.
We are. We are horrible human beings.
You're 10 married. Years from it's now, sanctioned.
All right. Yeah. So she's like, what kind of cake would you like? I was like, how about pie instead of cake? She's like, all right, I'll go out and get you one. My birthday was several days ago, and no pie has come into the house. And it's getting me down. Not gonna lie.
Like, I feel you.
I was looking forward to. I try to be somebody. You know, I don't expect a lot of stuff. I don't expect. In fact, I don't really like getting a lot of birthday presents. Just because I feel like I got enough shit in my life. Like I don't need to add more shit. You know, experience is better, but it's kind of limited options right now. So it's like I didn't want much, but speaking of, you know, just experiences being more appreciated, I was looking forward to having pie.
And you also don't want to be like, hey, where's my pie? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
On some level, you know, even though it might get you a pie, you're like, I wish this person would just remember and like get me the pie that they promised me.
Yeah.
I had a similar thing with someone I was dating where they're like, oh yeah, we celebrate your birthday, and just like came and went. I was like, all right. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, and on the flip side, I definitely recognize that, like, as you get older, birthdays definitely get less important. You know, except, like, the milestone ones are still, those are a thing. Those are definitely a big deal. But, yeah, this is, it's a prime number, I guess. I can say that for it. But, yeah, 43, it's like, oh, yeah, the big 4-3. You go.
Now I can finally do everything I did when I was 42.
Yeah. It's not like you can't even make the jokes about like, oh, like 42 is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Or 42 was twice 21, so I get to drink twice as much. Ha ha. Giggle, giggle. Yeah, 43 is, it's fucking nothing. It's just, it's 40. It's the last year of your early 40s. Cool. Yeah, it's so meaningless that on the day before my birthday, all of my reminders started going off because, you know, I've got reminders for like other people's birthdays and whatever. And just, I have my birthday plugged in on my contact and my phone for some reason. So like reminders went off for me that tomorrow is your birthday. And I was surprised. I was like, oh, holy shit. How'd that happen? That snuck right up on me. And some of it, I'm sure, is just the unceasing fucking sameness of life right now. So, I'm sure that played a part in it, and maybe next year will be a bit different. Some of it, I'm sure, is that last year I was in London for my birthday, and, like, that was weird and notable, and, like, my wife had a special cake, like, sent to my hotel room, and I was out, like, you know, dining and drinking and celebrating and getting sung to and everything by, you know, a bunch of work colleagues and the client and everybody. It was a weird birthday, but it was like super notable in like every way that it could be. And then, you know, of course, this year's not going to hold a candle to any of that. But when it comes right down to it, I still want that fucking pie. Like, it's such a small thing. It's such a meaningless thing. But it was like, I was like, oh, I'm going to get to have pie. I like pie. Let's have a little special treat of pie. And then there's no fucking pie. I'm like,
yeah, I just want the pie. I love pie.
Is it difficult to procure these items where you are?
No.
That's right. You live in Georgia. The governor doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. He's like, all right, we're locking everything down, except you can still go to church, and you can still go to the beach, and. I mean, we found out that the county we live in had a curfew. I was like, oh, okay. Is anybody respecting that curfew? I mean, businesses are closing early, and so they're opening later, and they're closing earlier. But like the grocery store has a bakery and the bakery has pies. Like, you don't even have to find a pie shop. You can just go
and order yourself a fucking pie.
I'm at that point. And part of it is just like when the pie didn't show up, a little part of me was like, fuck it, I'm going to get my own pie. But then I was like, how sad is that? But then it's like, how sad is it making me not to, like, would I be happier getting the pie and just being like, you know what? Fuck it. I got my pie.
I'd be happy getting the pie.
Yeah.
Pie always makes you happy. Well,
yeah.
Unless it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, like, the ultimate happiness would be like your partner remembered to get you pie and got you pie.
And that's the thing, is as part of it's not just the having the pie, it's like somebody else caring enough to go get that for me. Like, that's part of, I think, what makes it special is it's it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, but it's still nice to be nice just to have the pie.
Like, yeah, you
know,
it is true.
It's be, you know, it's not like what you're trying, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah. So I think this is all talking me into, like, when we get done recording, I'm going to go get myself pie.
Get yourself some pie.
And it's going to be me pie.
I was like, don't share it with anybody. Don't
share with fucking anybody.
Yep.
Just look your wife in the eyes. You eat every bite of it. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. It's like
betrayal.
Yeah. And in fairness, like, nobody else in the family really likes pie as much as I do. Like, there are pies that Caitlin likes all right, but she prefers cakes and cheesecakes and several other desserts to pie, where I am like a berry pie or like a really tart lemon meringue or key lime pie called pie. It sort of like rides that line between pie and cheesecake. It's more pie than cheesecake. If it's made correctly, it's more pie than cheesecake, but
it's more pie now than cheesecake. That was my Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It is.
It was amazing. I was like, did Alec Guinness just show up for this recording? No, guys, that was just Tim.
He did not.
He did not.
I gotta say, like, it is so kind of surreal listening to the news and like you're like, oh, like, in New York City, this many people died, and you're like, you just look at, like, we're not, like, in San Francisco, we're not seeing, like, I mean, I know people are dying, but just, like, you're not seeing it, so it's just so surreal to hear, like, all these people are just here, and now they're gone, and, like, they would have been here without, like, this virus coming along. I mean, some of them would have died, but not that many.
So, what even gets to me more is, like, the number of medical deaths. So not like accident deaths have gone way down because people aren't driving as much. But like the number of deaths that are being attributed to, like, oh, it was cardiac arrest. Those have also gone up, and it's an indication that we're undercounting the number of COVID-19 deaths, like, nationwide.
So you used to, like, the number's even higher.
Yeah, and that's and it's like, oh, well, you know, the number of total cases in Georgia, like, seems to be leveling off a bit. It's like, okay, has the number of people tested leveled off? Oh, it has? Well, shit. Maybe we should be testing more people, hmm?
No, we should stop. We should stop testing people now.
Got to keep those numbers low so we can reopen all the businesses so the stock market can go up so the president can talk about the stock market.
Ooh. Andy, there's a guy we went to high school with that it randomly on Facebook was like, hey, you probably know this guy. I was like, I fucking know that guy. There's a reason I haven't sought him out. And then I looked at his page. I was like, of course you are a fucking Trump ass sniffer.
Just sniffing that Trump ass.
I have some guesses.
I'll just say it and I'll bleep it out.
Now I know. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
It's like, oh, you're a piece of shit.
Oh, he was a little fucking turd in high school.
Exactly. Well, don't worry. He has continued his turding antics.
There was a time where he was being a piece of shit to a teacher, and I legitimately considered standing up and punching him.
Like, missed opportunities.
The thought more than crossed my mind. Like, this isn't, so people listening to the podcast may not know, but I've had a lot of issues with anger, and it wasn't like just talking.
People listening to the podcast know, Andy.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. So I got, I did better in high school once I got away from like the bullies in like seventh and eighth grade. I did better. But I still got into a couple of fights in high school, and I started one or two, somebody else, like bullying or picking or whatever at it. There was a couple of times where it's like, like I threw the first punch because someone else just got to me. And
like, who took my pie? Bap.
Yeah. Yep. Pow in the nose.
Ooh, the pow surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so there was a moment where he was just as an unrelenting racist little piece of shit, and to a Spanish teacher, and I was like, he was just being so fucking racist. I was like, I almost hit him for it, and it's not like like quiet badass. Oh yeah, of course you almost did. No, like I almost did it. Like there was a moment where it was going to go one of two ways, and it was like, it was 50-50, not like, oh, well, all things are possible. Like, but no, like there was a moment where it was like, I flipped a coin in my head and decided like, I don't need to do that suspension, and talked myself down from it. I look back on it. Like, I don't think that was the moment that would have changed his life though. Like, I don't think that's the moment that would have talked him out of being a racist little shit sack.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest, me or anyone else, he deserved to be hit. He deserved it. But I don't think it would have improved him.
What?
Yeah.
Totally would have.
Yeah, no. Violence does not solve everything, Tim. But it does solve more than zero things.
And less than 100% things. Yeah.
that's a big gray area.
Right, yeah. In there, that's a sweet spot.
Yes. Yeah,
like what Iron Man said to Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, people who say, violence never solved anything. Yes, it fucking did. Nazi takeover of Europe. Violence solved that. To be frank, Nelson Mandela was a big part.
And Frank.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that too.
I thought you were
Nelson Mandela.
Were keeping something going there.
No, I was not. his peaceful resistance, his passive resistance. Was a part of overturning the apartheid in South Africa, but the violent uprising against it also it was a kind of a two-parter. It was we'll show you how violent we can be, some people in the ANC. So it was like a sword and shield kind of thing. Like, wouldn't you much rather deal with these people who don't want to murder you? Like, make peace with them, because the violence is happening, and it will continue and it will grow. So, yeah, American Revolutionary War, America would not have been a country of its own without violence. America would not be a united country without violence. Violence has solved a lot of shit.
Did we try talking to the British?
Yeah. Hmm? Yes.
Did we?
Yes, they did.
But did we, though?
Yes, they did.
But Andy, hear me out. Did they, though?
Yes, Tim. Yes, they did.
Well...
Yeah,
you've cracked my solid reasoning.
Okay, yes, that's.
But Andy,
yeah,
did they though?
But they did. But they did though.
But hear me out. Hear me out.
So anyone who ever tries to tell you that violence never solved anything is fucking ignorant. I mean, Violence is also a reason why we have a civil society and why, like, your shit's just not getting stolen left and right.
Or maybe you just don't want to be shitty to each other.
Well, yeah, maybe we don't want to be shitty to each other.
How
but,
about that?
But Noah, police are an expression, they're a violent expression of the power of the government.
And some would argue they shouldn't be.
Well.
Me including.
Well, no. I'm not saying that police, I'm not saying police brutality is acceptable, but I'm saying that police, like, physically stopping people from doing shit like continuing to steal shit and locking people up, it's violence, but it's violence that we accept as part of controlling the worst parts of and unacceptable violence. It's violence we use and violence we accept to control violence that we won't accept.
I mean, I think some would argue violence may not be the way.
And I would argue that there's some people you just cannot, you can't control them. You can't prevent their harm without being violent. That they will not be controlled in any other way. And I don't necessarily mean that as, you know, brutality or murder or whatever, but physically taking somebody and locking them up counts.
I mean, is that violence?
Yeah.
Well, this has been a cheery discussion. Yeah. So that's Tancast for this week.
We're getting deep into some philosophy here.
I mean,
I get the arguments against, but it's violence. It's acceptable. We've decided that is acceptable, and we've decided that it's.
I mean,
it's
I don't know. Like, violence
says
behavior involving physical force intended to hurt, damage, or kill somebody. Yeah. Strength of emotion or unpleasant or destructive natural force. The unlawful exercise of physical force or intimidation by the exhibition of such force. Like, I don't feel like it's violence. It's physical.
Yeah. See, I disagree with that definition.
Okay.
So the unlawful bit in there, I don't think that violence under a under the aegis of law stops being violence, because you can write any law you want.
But, like, do you mean violence in the sense of, like, you're physically making someone do something that they normally would not do?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're physically controlling them. Getting handcuffs onto somebody who does not want to wear handcuffs is not a peaceful act, but it restrains them. Physically restraining somebody who does not want to be restrained is not a peaceful act.
Physically restraining somebody who wants to be restrained is a fun Saturday night.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Shit.
Yes, indeedy.
Brown chicken,
and
brown
that's
cow.
How Tim segues out of this discussion. That's Stancast for this week, everybody. Remember, violence is awesome.
Violence is awesome.
Everything is cool when you punch people in the face.
I was going to go with something about being part of a violent
team. Not today,
team.
Ending the show on a high note.
Remember, what should you not trust? Never trust people to social distance.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Truth. This week, I hate that you can't count on Andy to just keep shit light in a dark, dark time. What a fucker that guy is. But you know what? I blame Donald Trump.
He's a piece of shit.
Yes.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
I sent a little present to you in our...
I saw it. I'd actually already seen that, but man, like, I'm not mad at seeing it again.
I had not seen it before, it abused me.
The thing with the dude dancing next to the horse from Instagram...
Yes.
I watched it 4 times and it made me like joyous every time. And I
watched it so many times.
Yeah. Like just reopening the chat and seeing it happen again because it just starts playing immediately. Like you said, I had already noticed that like every, I would open the I looked at it and I locked my screen and I unlocked my screen and our chat was last thing I'd looked at. So it came up again and I was like, oh.
I was like, why are they sending me this?
Tim hates fun things.
Yep. I was like, what is, why?
The dude's just going for it. And the horse next to him is like, I'm dancing and I'm dancing and I'm dancing and I'm dancing and I'm dancing.
I'm like, what are they doing to this poor horse? Why are they doing that? Horses don't just like dance. They don't. That's not what they do.
That's what they love to do, Tim. Just no one ever gave them permission.
No.
I mean, horses
they don't have permission. They're horses. They run free.
Yes.
Ooh. And then sometimes they dance because, like, what I really want to do is dance, but no one allowed me to. They're just like, no, you should be a horse. You can run free. But I want to dance.
I don't know what's happening in the other room, but I just heard Danelle go, right now. I'm like, oh, fuck. Them kids is fucking up. I'm going to wrap this up.